From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Worries about a potentially massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are growing after that oil rig off Louisiana exploded and burned this week. David Hayes is Deputy Secretary at the Interior Department. He says there are many questions right now.
Is there oil coming up from the borehole? If so, how much is it? How can we stop it, et cetera? We have the best folks in industry and the best folks in the government in terms of knowledge of these operations hard at work on this.
The U.S. Coast Guard and BP say they're working to contain spilled fuel, but they're not sure how much might have come up from the seabed. The rig exploded and sank about 50 miles off the coastline. 11 workers are still missing. The Prime Minister of Greece wants a massive debt bailout for his country to be implemented. George Papandreou is asking the European Union and International Monetary Fund to activate the funds, saying Greece can't meet its immediate spending needs. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reports some Greek banks are in serious trouble.
Speaking on the picturesque island of Kastellorizo, Mr. Papandreou likened Greece to a sinking ship. He said it was clear that the country had failed to win the confidence of the markets, and so it was imperative to activate the mechanism. Most analysts agree that Mr. Papandreou had no alternative. Foreign bankers in Greece believe that the bailout will keep the country afloat for a year at least, but wonder whether the European Union will want to keep the process going beyond that. Also, they say that while the Greek government's troubles are a major concern, more worrying is the liquidity crisis facing Greek banks.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant in Athens. A key Senate vote is set for Monday on a financial overhaul being pushed by President Obama and Democratic lawmakers. NPR's Audie Cornish says negotiations with Republicans on the fine print are still underway.
The legislation proposes changes to the Federal Reserve System, the derivatives market, and tries to establish a way to liquidate failing financial giants. The last two are still major points of discussion in the bipartisan negotiation between Banking Committee Chair Chris Dodd and Ranking Republican Richard Shelby.
Don't just do it, but to do it right. Will it be perfect? Nothing's perfect, I guess, as Senator Dodge talks about. But if we work in good faith, as we're doing, while this process is going forward, I think we can make some progress, real progress, toward a common goal, to have a strong financial system that's well regulated.
Democratic Party leaders in the Senate say they're tired of waiting, and they've set up a procedural vote on Monday that could compel debate on the bill. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The death toll is rising from a series of bombings today in Iraq. At least 41 people are now known dead. The attacks occurred in western Iraq. Police and at least one judge were the targets. This is NPR News from Washington. Merger talks between United Airlines and U.S. Airways are off amid reports that United is working on a deal with Continental. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold explains.
In a statement, the chairman of U.S. Airways says its company policy did not talk about negotiations, but he says the board decided not to pursue any more discussions with Chicago-based United. Basilio Lukos says that's just as well. He's an analyst with Morningstar.
If you look at U.S. Airways and United, their hubs are so closely linked. U.S. Airways is still having labor pilot integration issues since its merger with America West back in about 2004.
Aluko says United might have a better fit with a different airline it's also said to be in negotiations with, Continental. Aluko says those two airlines complement each other much better, although United would not confirm it's in talks with Continental. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Analysts say the U.S. auto industry is getting a boost from fleet sales. They jumped 47% in the first quarter. J.D. Power's Jeff Schuster says that's a significant sign of improvement because sales to rental car and construction companies and governments were low last year. The Ford Motor Company says it expects to see more increases in fleet sales in the coming months. Economists are getting another look at the nation's housing industry today. A report on sales of new homes in March is due out. Yesterday, the National Association of Realtors said sales of existing homes for the month rose nearly 7%. Teachers will be walking the picket lines again today in one Southern California school district. They're upset over pay cuts being imposed in the Capistrano Unified School District. That's in Orange County. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.